This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Oh, anybody still bloated? Because I am. Seriously. I actually, before the show tonight, I threw a plate of, I should probably tell them what show they're listening to, don't you think? Yeah. Well, it's a good way to start, anyway. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Welcome back. I know a lot of you taking off a few days like I did, although I don't know if it's really taking off because we were not doing stuff for the show, but we were doing stuff anyhow. Hopefully you enjoyed my Turkey Day show. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed putting it together. And I do appreciate all of you listening, all of you being involved, all of you, you know, just seriously. And I do very much appreciate the time that you guys are with us. And send me a note, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Hope y'all, give a little southern twang there. Hope y'all had a good Thanksgiving. Christmas is going to be even better, I'm sure, because you know who's in charge, right? It is... Not only is it okay to, but you must say Merry Christmas. And look, if you have a friend that's Jewish, and don't be a jerk, you know, all right? You don't have to wish them a Merry Christmas, unless they're fine with it, and they told you they're fine with it. Most of my Jewish friends are fine with it. Okay? But, you know, Happy Hanukkah works. Matter of fact, if you're a friend, you should know what they believe or don't believe. If you don't, I don't know if I'd consider them a friend. So be respectful, but don't be afraid. If you don't know, don't be afraid to say Merry Christmas. Because frankly, all you're doing, most people realize you're wishing them a merry time. You're wishing them happiness of the season. I mean, seriously, how do people get, see, I wasn't going to do this. What part of Merry Christmas, what part of Christ defends people? Peace on earth or goodwill to men? Which part of that, which one of those is highly offensive? I'm just curious. I know, I've said it before, but... I mean, isn't that what they aspire to when you get in the Miss America pageant? You want peace on earth, right? They all say it at the end. So, anyway, don't get me started. All right, so a burglar's family. You know, we see this from time to time, and to me, it constantly floors me that somebody breaks into your house. First of all, they shouldn't be in your house. It's your house for a reason. And if I don't invite you in, you're not welcome. So out of Florida, family of, oh God, Trayvon Johnson, a 17-year-old teen. Now this goes back not a long time, but a while ago. But I want you to hear, this is the stuff that always floors me. I want you to hear the parents, and again, these young people who lose their lives like this, this is just crazy. And it's not crazy because they were shot. It's crazy because we've lost all sense of decency. What are you doing in somebody else's house? Take a listen to the broadcast.
Homeowner fights back, shooting and killing a would-be burglar. Police say she shot and killed the teenage thief while he was climbing out of her window. CBS 4's Gabby Fleischman is live at the scene with the latest. Gabby.
Vanessa, neighbors tell me that this home has been burglarized in the past, which is why the homeowner set up these surveillance.
So already people have been in this house before. I would have moved by now, but maybe they can't. We'll see, but
cameras. Detectives say the security system actually alerted the homeowner of the break-in last night. We did get a chance to speak with the sister and the cousin of the young man who was killed, and they say they don't understand why that homeowner had to take matters into her own hands instead of waiting for police.
Because you'd be dead by the time the police get there. Look, are you going to trust somebody who breaks in? Now, you're not going to kill me. If I leave you alone and let you take what you want, you won't hurt me, right? What are you doing in my house to begin with? That's the question.
I don't care if she has her gun license, her rights, or any of that. That is way beyond the law.
No, honey. Actually, it's not going way beyond the law. What your cousin did was going way beyond the law. What your cousin did, he shouldn't. If you don't put yourself in. See, I'm already wound up. I've been relaxing. If you don't put yourself in those situations, you don't get shot. You know what I mean? You stay within the law, and your chances are better.
Way beyond.
Relatives of 17-year-old Trayvon Johnson are angry. The teenager was shot and killed last night by a homeowner who police say was protecting her property.
He was not supposed to die like this. He had a future ahead of him.
A future? I'm not trying to be mean. What kind of future? A burglary? He's going to make better burglary tools? I mean, you got to listen to this. This is infuriating because there are so many young, good, solid, young people out there trying hard of all colors, all sizes, all ethnicities that are beating their brains out to do the right thing, would love to come out of these inner city schools and get a real honest chance. And here we are arguing about a burglar who got shot in somebody else's house doing the wrong thing.
Trayvon had goals. He was a very funny guy. He was very...
Yeah, his goal was to break into the house multiple times, I guess. I don't know.
Big on education. He loved going to school. He loved learning.
Last night, Miami-Dade police say...
He loved going to school. He loved learning how to what? Get around alarm systems? I don't know.
The D.A. Dorsey Technical College student burglarized a home south of 79th Street near I-95, just blocks away from where he lives. Detectives say the 54-year-old homeowner was alerted of the break-in by her security system. With officers already on their way, she rushed home to check things out, and police say she was armed.
She observed.
You know, you're in somebody else's house. You're doing the wrong thing. You really expect to walk away. Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't know you were home. I'll just leave. I'll wait till you're gone for the afternoon. Maybe Kimberly Marin can help me figure this out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Listen to The Real Side, and I'm ready to go. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In the next hour, we're just going to have a Democrat field day. I don't know any other way to put it, because here's the deal. The hypocrisy behind this group is just amazing. So we're going to talk about Hillary's the last 40 or 50 years of her defending women. And then we're going to talk about Pelosi, and I don't know, she must have been on different meds when Billy Bob Clinton was in office, as she is today. I'm just amazed. But yet, Roy Moore needs to step aside. These people, it's happening right in front of them, and they're going, this ain't happening, this ain't happening. And it's happening right in front of him. Let me bring on Kimberly Marin as she starts the week off with me every week here on the Real Side. And Kimberly, I am floored. I'm sure I'm in an alternate universe. I have to be in an alternate. I can't believe this is all true. You know what I mean?
Well, you can't believe what is all true.
Well, I got Democrats now defending sexual assaulters, but yet Roy Moore needs to step aside. Billy Bob Clinton was a saint until, well, the last week or two, but even that's not so bad. And now we've got family members who say that their cousin should not have been shot for breaking into somebody else's house. I must be taking the wrong kind of drugs.
Apparently you are. I mean, you got to get some of those good left-wing drugs. You know, the ones that they have people watch the Kardashians.
Apparently. So I want to finish this off. There's only about another half a minute left in this thing. And this is all about these yo-hos. You know, so he broke into a house, right? The homeowner comes home. He's still in the house. I mean, I think at one point he tries to get away, but he's in the house. I mean, give me a break there. We should wait for the police to get there? Oh, I mean, we should wait to die? Seriously? All right, hold on. I know, this will interest you. Well, maybe if there was a shotgun in the house, you should have just took Joe Biden's instructions and shot off in the air and see what... Anyway.
She was armed.
She observed a subject exiting the home through the rear.
According to detectives, there was a confrontation and one shot was fired. Johnson was pronounced dead at the hospital.
I was wrong with her.
She was good. She's good. All right. Listen, I want you to listen to the cousins, okay? This is the kind of logic they try to use.
Dead at the hospital.
Hey, what's wrong with her? She did not have to shoot him. There's no reason that she should have waited until after he walked out the yard to try to shoot him.
She called the police already, then why would she shoot him?
Relatives say they don't believe...
Because he wasn't leaving. Because he was still on my property.
Believe Johnson stole anything from the home, but detectives would not confirm that.
You have to understand, you have to look at it from every child's point of view that was raised in the hood. How he gonna get his money to have clothes to go to school?
Well, the investigation...
Change the mindset. No, I don't have to look at it like every child that's raised in the hood, because I was raised in poorness, too. You know what I was told? Get a job. Go out and go to work. That's how it works.
Question continues into whether the shooting was justified or not. Detectives want to remind the public that, if possible, it's best not to take these types of situations into your own hands.
Well, if you guys just get around faster, we wouldn't have this problem. Kimberly, your comments.
Okay, so I don't know the whole story, but he was still in her house?
Yes.
So, I'm sorry, but he was still in her house. He wasn't leaving the house. He wasn't running away. You never shoot at someone if they're running away.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure why they're so upset. What do they expect? Someone to just let them do whatever they want in someone else's house?
How about first things first here? How about... Don't go into a house that doesn't belong to you. How about we start off with the basics? What do you think?
Okay, come on.
Right?
That's asking way too much. He needs some school clothes.
Do you really need to be told not to gargle with Clorox? I mean, seriously, there's just some things you don't need instruction on.
You're asking that question? Have you seen labels on things now because of stupid people?
You know,
come on.
The oldest one is the one on the hairdryer that says, don't use this in the shower. And I'm thinking to myself, who really ever thought that was a good idea?
Look, someone thought it was a good idea and actually did it. That's why they have those warnings on labels. I'm not kidding.
I'm sorry. Somebody listening probably lost a loved one. I just don't get it. It's like anyway, let's move on. All right, so I'm sure you're heartbroken over this one. Miley Cyrus is leaving America and never coming back, okay? She says in 10 days she's going to be a British subject, and she has decided she can't take it anymore and is leaving.
Bye, Felicia. See ya.
Oh, God. What? You know, she is whacked anyhow. I know some of you love her singing that are listening to the show, and you actually make fun of me for making fun of some of them, but your daughters, your boys listen to this woman and think she's wonderful, and then when she says something, they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, she's got a single IQ number between the ears. Maybe her throat's better than that for singing, but she has no brains, right?
Yeah, she's probably destroyed a lot of brain cells in her short lifetime. It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, it's amazing. This is why I've always been against these major megastars at 13, 14, 15. It just goes to their head. Everybody's telling them how wonderful they are, that they're God's gift to everybody and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, they also tell her that her opinion matters when it comes to politics. So I don't want to hear any stars. I don't care how old, young they are. I don't care where they're from. I don't want to hear their opinion on politics because they're entertainers and they're there to entertain me. So when it comes to politics, their opinion doesn't matter.
I told you the biggest beating I ever took was I got on Carlos Santana for doing that. You know, I took him on one of my shows and just said, you know, at $75 a ticket, shut up and sing. I'm not interested in your political viewpoint. I don't care what you think that the immigration policy of America should be. I'm interested in you playing Oye, Como Va, right? That's what I want to hear. Anyway.
Okay, I don't even know that song, but okay.
Ooh, really?
Well, I might have heard it, but I don't
know. Tammy's over here shaking her head, too. I'm feeling... Hey, will somebody get my walker and bring it in here so I can... God.
It's definitely before my time.
Yeah. No music. Just before. Anyway. All right. So. Yeah. Next. You know, this is a sad one. We don't have enough time to do the whole story, but this is a sad one where a woman died while trying to take a selfie. And I've always said, you know, we see these things where people are taking selfies. They walk off the train stations. They fall into fountains and stuff like that. It's only a matter of time before somebody steps in front of a bus or something. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break, really short. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Kimberly Marin joins me on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago.
We are back.
He had a boogie style.
You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there, including buy my book. Look, it is Christmas time. And as we all know, Christmas is about getting as much debt as humanly possible, is it not? So if you're going to buy stuff, you might as well buy. If you're going to go in debt, you're going to buy stuff, buy it from me. All right? It makes it so much better. Can you imagine how happy you'll be as you sit there and you watch Uncle Fred, the flaming liberal he is, open my book up that says, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's like a scene out of a movie. You just watch heads explode all over the place on Christmas morning. And that's what it's all about, isn't it, people? I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's lots you can do up there. Buying the book is only part of it. Get a mug. Again, check out the writings. We've got a lot to talk about in the next couple of hours. But Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of get things rolling here. And I do appreciate the time that she spends with us. Now, I had to inform her today, because she's so excited about living in New England, that though she needed two parkas, two pairs of socks, and long underwear, we've been sporting 90 degrees out here on the average.
I didn't need all those clothes. I have heat.
Yeah, but when you go outside, it's different, and you know it.
And that's why I have beautiful handmade scarves from my friend Susie, and I have warm tights and a warm jacket.
How exciting. Good for you. All right. So we were and just for clarity, I'm not making fun of this young girl, because I would never make fun of somebody who lost their lives tragically. I mean, but this is like dumber than dumb. This is so bad, because I'm seeing more and more. I told you, I was walking around today, and I'm watching people as they're texting, walking out in front of cars, almost walking into doors at the mall. It used to be that we would be talking and walking. At least you had a fighting chance. But when you're texting, you're looking down. I mean, they should be fair game in the parking lot if that's what they're doing, don't you think?
I can't say anything because I'm guilty of it, too. I try to teach people not to do that, because when you're walking and on your phone, you're not paying attention. But you can also be, bad guys are going to be looking at you saying, that person's not paying attention. I can just go rob them or grab their phone while they're not, because they're not paying attention to see me coming.
That's true. That's really true. But this, So this young lady was known for her, taking selfies and that kind of stuff and what have you. And, I mean, out of a second-story window. It's sad. And what? A couple of weeks before Christmas. So it's really tough. Got to be tough on the family. But you know what? Tell your kids to be careful. It might be cute and kind of funny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, oh, God, did you hear this? In a cruel twist of fate, she had just written something and put it out on Instagram saying, I might as well be Peter Pan because I'm never going to grow up.
Well, I guess she was right.
Yeah. Anyway, to the positive side of the story, her organs were donated to help others, and that's kind of nice. But talk to your kids. Look, I'm 58-ish. I still talk to my kids, because they're always going to be my kids, you know, about doing stuff like this. You just got to pay attention. It really ain't that hard. Anyway.
No, you have to, you should always be aware of your surroundings. It doesn't matter whether it's for your own safety, so you don't walk into some pole or walk into traffic, or you're just paying attention to, you know, there could be someone around who wants to steal your bag or whatever. So you should always be paying attention. You can look at your phone later, or you can take a selfie later, or position yourself to take a selfie before you hurt yourself.
Yep.
It's really not that tough.
Well, growing up in Boston, my dad used to say, you know, you keep your cash in your front pocket. Before you even walk up to the ATM machine, you look around, see who's hanging out, who's around there, who's paying attention to what you're doing, that kind of stuff. You know?
Yep.
You don't give people the opportunity, in essence.
No, you don't give them the they're looking for victims. So if you look like someone who's not paying attention to what you're doing, bingo.
Especially this time of year, you know?
Oh, this time of year, definitely. Most definitely. Yeah.
So I got something that should make you very, very happy. Advertisers are fleeing YouTube over the videos exploiting children. Now, did you hear about this earlier, that if you go to YouTube and you type in how to have or how to have better, if you know the top returns are how to have sex with children.
Are you kidding me?
Why would I lie? No, I'm serious. Here.
Wow.
Well, while we are on the air live, let me go to YouTube, and they're not my favorite anyhow because they've demonetized every one of my videos pretty much because they're no longer advertiser friendly. Anyway, and I guess having sex with children, those videos are advertiser friendly somehow. I don't know.
My how God.
Yeah. So I typed in how to have in YouTube, and what I have is how to have sex with, and it goes on to children, dogs, I mean, children, animals, and so forth and so on. Anyway, I don't even want to go on with it. But basically, I guess that's okay. They're teaching you pedophilia. And by the way, I don't know if he's listening. There was a fellow that called me. I haven't got back to him yet because I haven't decided whether I'm going to or not. I should play that because he called me, left a message, and he said, you say you're open to any subject, any topic, anything. He said, I want to talk about pedophilia. And basically, you know, you demonize it. You make it sound like it's a terrible thing and the kids can't consent. And I'm going, oh, my God. Seriously.
Are you kidding me?
No, dead serious. I'm dead serious. So if you're listening, yes, I'm open to it. I just got to figure out when and how. You know.
Let me be on that call.
Well, let's. I'll get it because he was throwing up in my face that I would say any topic, any issue is open, and I am open to it. I'm not open to letting you spew lies about it, but I am pretty much open to any part of that. I'm good with it all. But aren't you happy for once that the advertisers are actually getting back at YouTube over some of the stuff they do to us?
Well, it's good because then YouTube will lose some money because they don't have a problem with other people losing money, but yet they have that disgusting stuff on there.
Oh, yeah, and how are they justifying this? How would you sit there and say, we don't allow conservatives to talk about the violence that's happening overseas, but we will allow you to find videos on how to have sex with children. Actually, how's the search box brought up? How to have sex with your kids was one of the videos.
That can't be real. I would never look at it.
I'm sorry. It is what it is. And I'm afraid to go clicking on them because I'm afraid of what I might see even momentarily. I am not interested.
Right.
You know?
Right, exactly.
And so Google's taking a lot of heat because it's owned by Google for not pulling them, for not pulling the content.
You know? They should. I'm sorry, but that's that crosses a line that's illegal. Besides being immoral and horrifying, I don't know how many lines that crosses. It crosses a whole heck of a lot.
Got you good on that one, huh? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I'll Google something totally innocent. I'll Google something for just to get a, grab a picture of something, and it ends up. What I thought was totally innocent, it ends up with these horrifying porn shots all over the place.
Oh, when we're off
during
break, I will tell you how I went looking for a certain group, and I left out a word, and man, I'll tell you what, did I get slapped around visually assaulted like crazy. It was just nuts. All right, so what's hot on your plate this week? Because there's no news.
What is my what?
I said, what's your hot button this week, since there's no news?
I don't even know. You know, it's,
yeah?
I'm getting really sick of hearing. I would like for the Republicans to do something in the legislature.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to happen. We've got too many yahoos in there. But I would really like for them to do something. Because that's why they were elected.
Well,
right?
Look at, yeah. But you've got, they've passed 380 bills, right? Congress has. Senate has taken up, I think, 31 at the last count. So
Always a bunch of losers. They always, Harry Reid did it. But you're not supposed to do it when you have control.
Yeah. You should be cranking,
you know?
At this point. You know what I mean? Hey.
Christmas Eve of 2009, the House signed Obamacare. I watched it.
Well, you know, we're gentlemen. They're not. I don't know what to tell you. But we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Marin joins me on the other side of the break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
One of my favorites, Alice Cooper. Hey, I'm Joe Pacino, your host. God, remember him in the 70s. There's a nightmare that came alive. I'm Joe with Senior Host. Listen to Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's just kick it in. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can make comments, smarter people than I are in the chat room. And then up on Facebook, we have a Facebook feed where you can also be in touch with plenty of people, again, a lot smarter than I am. And speaking of being a lot smarter than I am, Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to discuss the issues today. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Sorry, I was on mute. Thanks for having me.
If it really was only that easy. Anyway, always good to have you here with me. But I'm looking at the stories I have lined up for tonight, and I wouldn't even know where to start with all these stories. So you hit one. What do you want to talk about? Just you and me.
So I do want to comment on something Trump said today. He was honoring the Navajo code talkers.
Oh, right.
Who?
Yep.
Who helped in World War against Japan in World War II, right?
Yeah.
because they could speak Navajo and it wasn't a written language, so the Japanese couldn't decode their code. And there's of course probably not that many left. It was World War II. But during it, which is, they're heroes. It's, you know, it was a great that he was honoring them. But during it, he had to mention something about Pocahontas, a.k.a. Lizzie Warren. And as funny as it might be, it's kind of not appropriate because everybody's talking about that as opposed to talking about how he honored these brave men. So sometimes... You know, and most kids are told this, sometimes it's better to keep your mouth shut.
Yes.
Or if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. That's what my mother used to say. Of course, I didn't learn.
I'm not going to make excuses for him. He is like a little kid in a candy factory sometimes, a candy store. Just can't seem to keep quiet long enough to allow things. Yeah, you're right. He takes away from the moment. He takes away from the real moment of things when he does stuff like that. So I do agree with you.
Oh, wait. I mean, right. And, it's whatever. You know, just sometimes you got to learn to keep your mouth shut. Even I have to learn that. But I'm not president. the other story this weekend I thought was unbelievable is how Sarah Huckabee Sanders posted a picture of a chocolate pecan pie on Twitter and said, I was really super busy, but I had time to make this. And April Ryan, I forget, is she from CNN? I forget which one she's from.
Yeah.
She's like, prove you made the pie.
Because that's like, the most important thing going on, right? I love that.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, they were actually railing on Sarah Sanders because they were claiming that she didn't make the pie. Like,
because
why, number one, why do you care?
They were concerned, I heard that. They were concerned it was a stock photo, and it's like, really? I'd like to see what you cooked, if anything, you know? What you baked, if anything. My God.
You know, sometimes I'm one of those people that will post recipes or post stuff on Facebook. And one of the reasons I do it is because I keep an album, and then when I want to figure out what I want for dinner, I can go back and look in there and say, oh, I want that, and this is the recipe, because I always post the recipe. Well, sometimes I might forget to take the picture of my food, but I still want to post the recipe. I mean, I'm not saying that's what happened, mind you. But
right.
Give me a break. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, we're
this is something that a supposed journalist, a White House press pool reporter, has to be a witch about? Really?
Of course. I mean, look it. They've got nothing. They've got nothing, and all they want to do is keep making noise. All they want to do is just draw things to make it sound like each and everything the White House does or somebody from the White House does is disingenuous and wrong and hateful towards some group somewhere, somehow.
Well, and that's like, it was last week, I think it was early in the week, someone... Sarah Sanders, again, said, before I answer any questions, I want you to all just tell me one thing you're thankful about. This is our last presser before the before Thanksgiving. And people were making fun of her for that, too. It's like, you can't just humanize a moment? What is wrong with that?
Well, because then it would show that she had compassion or a soft side or something along those lines. We don't want any part of that. God forbid, right? I mean,
well,
seriously.
You know, yeah, exactly. I mean, I thought it was cute, personally. I saw part of it on, you know, when they were talking about it in the news, but she was slammed for that. It's like, oh my God. Basically, and then I saw another one where the first lady was, they were slamming her because she had a jacket on in multiple different pictures, and including inside the White House, and someone explained, look, sometimes in the White House you have to go outside and to get into different places.
Right.
And it's just, no matter what these people do, they could save a baby. They could birth a baby in the middle of Fifth Avenue, save that baby's life, and they'll still be considered horrible for it.
Of course.
It's awful.
I have no disillusionment on any of this stuff here. There is nothing, for the next 3 years, there is nothing that this man, his family, or anybody around him are going to be able to do. And every move that happens, every move that he makes, it's like this stuff that's going on with Mueller. Yeah, I'm telling people, that right now with Mueller, he's not investigating what he was appointed to investigate. Right?
No, he went off on a tangent.
Yeah.
He went off on a complete tangent. He's not the stuff that he came back with on Manafort has nothing to do with the Trump administration or the campaign.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, and it's not going to stop until, see, if they get rid of him, if they ask him to leave or if they move him along, then it's going to look like Trump was covering something up. Even though to this point, it's like I keep telling people, there's nothing. They didn't start investigating Trump on January 20th. They started investigating Trump in 2016. Right in the summer, you hear about this stuff. And after all this time, the FBI is either the most inept security agency or information gathering agency on the planet, or there's nothing. It's really that simple.
You know what the problem is people slammed Obama, right? But it wasn't the mainstream media. See, Obama had the mainstream media, the entire mainstream media, propping him up and holding his water. That's the difference here. The mainstream media is not being fair or fairly or being objective, I should say, when it comes to the Trump administration. They never will be because he's Republican, but they held the water for Obama. It didn't matter what Obama did. We used to joke that he could do really horrible things. Well, he actually did, Fast and Furious. Hi, ring a bell. Benghazi, whatever. But they would just hold his water, and that's what they did. They propped him up to make him look better, to keep people dumbed down to what was really going on. But in this case, they're against Trump, and they're talking about stupid things instead of real things that matter.
No, I agree with you.
It's driving me crazy.
Right. No, I agree with you. I mean, it's they can do no wrong, and they're showing the true colors. Right now, when it comes to everything that's going on with the sex scandals, all the Dems are being given a pass to a big degree. All right? Some cases, 100% pass. Others are saying they should apologize. No, they should resign, just like they're asking more to.
Yeah, well, that crackpot Nancy Pelosi said over the weekend that due process needs to happen. Well, where was it with Roy Moore or any other Republican who's accused of something? Where did it go? There was no due process. They were tried in the media. You know, we had...
So was Trump, right? Think about it. When he was running, every accusation made. I told you already, and not to be crass, but when Gloria Allred showed up, I said, that's it. He's clean.
Uh-huh. Yeah, anybody who gets her on board, even if they really, their story is true, everyone doubts it.
Yeah, it's too bad, because she's going to get the good one someday. She's going to get a real one someday, and nobody's going to believe her. She should have passed it off to, I don't know, somebody else there that could have taken the case.
Not her daughter. She's just as bad.
I know. Wow, I think she's worse. Really?
Yeah. They should, you know, it's a double standard, as you know. I mean, I've been railing on the Clintons for years. I've done it on this show for years. Had spectacular, tremendously tremendous rants against the Clintons and the Democrats' hypocrisy all these years. Or then Ted Kennedy, you know, all these years. They have no credibility. Democrats, they have zero credibility.
Yep.
Because they didn't care all these years when these men did these horrible things to women, but all suddenly that they're pretending they care. Give me a break.
Give me a break. You got to get a break right now because we need to know where people can find out more about you and read your writings.
Yeah, New Hampshire Political Buzz, the Federalist Papers Project, and you can find me on Twitter at @ConservativeIND.
All right. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're going to talk about the Democrat hypocrisy, double standards, or as I've been saying all year long, the control they want of you. Hey, Les from West Virginia, hold on. I have not forgotten you. We'll pick you up on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.